with SRN News. I'm John Scott. It's Donald Trump's big night at the Republican National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston has a preview from Milwaukee.
The former president has been here in the convention hall each night this week, but he'll address the crowd and the country for the first time at this convention as he accepts the Republican Party's presidential nomination for a third time. After surviving an assassination attempt last weekend, he told the Washington Examiner that he had rewritten his speech for tonight's convention finale to focus more on national unity than on Joe Biden's policies. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. Donna Warder reports.
President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to speak at the Unidos U.S. annual conference, but that appearance was canceled after Biden tested positive for COVID-19. In a Las Vegas interview with Univision Radio, Biden sounded winded as he talked about his performance in the first presidential debate.
I had a terrible night on the debate night. I had been exhausted. I had been traveling around the world. I wasn't ready.
Biden said, with age comes wisdom, and he said the Biden administration has gotten more done in 4 years than any other president has in a four-year period. I'm Donna Warder.
Unemployment benefits rose again last week and appear to be settling consistently at a slightly higher but still healthy level. The Labor Department reporting that jobless claims for the week ending July 13th rose by 20,000 to 243,000. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose after declining last week for the first time in 10 weeks. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 171 points, the NASDAQ losing 169. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are dropping churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas is being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with a law regarding documentation submitted about paid canvassers. Several states will be voting on abortion this fall. This is SRN News. Thousands of Nebraskans with felony convictions could be denied voting rights under an opinion from the state attorney general. Rich Thomason reports.
Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers issued an opinion stating that a law passed earlier this year, immediately restoring the voting rights of those who have finished serving their felony sentences, violates the state constitution's separation of powers. Hilgers says only the state board of paroles can restore the voting rights of people with felony convictions through a full pardon. The opinion has drawn swift criticism from those who have advocated for restoring the voting rights of convicted felons. Rich Thomason reporting.
Alabama is set to execute a man for the 1998 shooting death of a delivery driver during a robbery attempt near an ATM. Keith Edmund Gavin, scheduled to receive a lethal injection tonight at the prison in southwest Alabama. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.